Father, we just can't help but thank you that soon we're going to see your son's face. Oh, in that sweet name of Jesus, thank you, God. We come to you and say, thank you, Lord. It's not going to be long till it's face to face. And Lord, you're working in a truth and a love in our lives that it's going to be face to face with the one we adore. The one, hallelujah, that is so lovely, so beyond wonderful, hallelujah. But praise be to God, became sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be the sons, praise God, called to glory. Now, Lord, we just thank you again for your marvelous work. As our sweet little sister sang, total mercy, absolute grace. Thank you, you love us. Thank you that you can't help but love us. Don't know why, but it's just your son that did it. We're so thankful and we rejoice in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we know in that name it is well. God, let your people know today that it is well. It's so well, it's beyond well, it's good, it's benefit. Hallelujah, it's exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. God, let us know that we've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. They're not words, it's truth. It's the word, it's Jesus. And God, let us delight in your wonderful Son. How beautiful he is and how beautiful is his name. And Lord, thank you that all power is given in that name. And thank you, Lord, that your grace has caused us to love that name. Let us magnify his name. Let us magnify his beauty. Help us to grow up in your love in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Well, we're going to go from Romans chapter 4, verse 3 today. And I know we were there not too long ago. But I'm so thankful today that we can rejoice what saith the Scripture. May our lives always live that, brothers and sisters. That it's not what saith my pastor. It's not what said my dad, what said my mom, what said so-and-so or this teacher or this intellectual. May it always be in our lives what saith the Scripture. And so grateful to God, this is what the Scripture said. It said, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now again, we've examined this many times over, and I know this. We've rejoiced in it. We've given thanks for the truth in this Scripture. But this past week, as I know time and time again in your life as well too, God just takes you to another dimension of his glory in the Scripture, doesn't he? Hallelujah, that this word, praise God, is alive. And it's living, praise his name. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I always stand in amazement to think that heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word of God remains forever. This is it. Do you imagine, and I pray you have a Bible in your hands this morning, more importantly, in your heart. But can you imagine that this is what it's all about? This is the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us, hallelujah, who believe, for the ages to come. Isn't that just incredible? It's right there. And you think what we see in it, what God has opened up, and how incredible to think, Lord, you love me like that. And yet, brothers and sisters, I will tell you, and I will assure you, we haven't even touched or scratched the surface. We haven't. The depths of the glory of his grace is in his word, his son, the truth. And praise his name, we're going to be forever with the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, can you imagine, as the Lord was dealing with my heart about this, it was about the love that truly has been busting out in us for some time now. And I mean that. I give all him the praise and glory in it. But brothers and sisters, the beauty of what's going on, the transformation of the sons of God, is his love. It's the love of God. We grow in it. We rejoice in it. We realize, finally, we get a vision of really what it is. It's his love. It's seeing his love for us. It's seeing what his love ultimately wants in our lives. And you see in the Bible in 1 John 4:8, it says that God is love. Amen? God is love. Don't care what anybody else thinks. I believe what the Word of God says. And I know that God is love. Can't be anything but he's just love. So love and God, brothers and sisters, are one and the same. It is just what God is. And it was so precious how the Spirit hit me in this. Abraham believed love. Abraham did. He believed love. And he went. And he went freely because he believed in the love of God. Brothers and sisters, this is here for us. And you can imagine how the Lord just swept my heart into that. Took me right into Hebrews chapter 11. And all through that, yes, it says by faith, by faith, by faith. And I understand that. But that faith is all by one way, and that's love. And I was thinking, oh, in love they got them kingdoms. And in love Sarah had that baby. And in love Abraham went out where he didn't know where he was going. But he knew it was a promise because it was the promise of the love of God. Aren't you thankful? See, we're not in doubt what God's motive always is in our lives. It's not that he's there to punish. He's not there to hurt. He's not. See, whom he chastens, he loves you. Whom he loves, he chastens. Whom he chastens, he loves. It's all there for us, brothers and sisters. God operates solely in one thing, and that's in love. And love is solely in one place, and that's in his Son. And I'm so grateful to God that we're coming here today, and we are in his love. This is the love book. Know it. You want to read about something lovely? Read the Word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to just draw it into your life. And I'll tell you, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit's been doing in us. See, he's drilling it deeper and deeper in us. He really is. He's implanting these things and ingraining them in our hearts. That believing the Word of God. Listen to this. Believing the Word of God really only comes one way. We understand it comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We know this. But it has to be love. The Holy Spirit has to quicken our lives and quicken our hearts to believe this, to open our hearts to it, to say, Lord Jesus, I see that you really do love me. You love me. I understand that you love man and you died. Praise God. You died for man. Hallelujah. You so loved the world that you came and you gave and you died and you became sin. But praise the Lord. I see, Lord Jesus, that you love me, that you have a love for me. And a perfect plan and a perfect path for me. See, brothers and sisters, Galatians 5:6 tells us that faith which worketh by love. See, we can try to believe God intellectually. We can study this Bible in a sense intellectually. We can recite things over and over. We can memorize things. We can have these scriptures hanging on our walls. And there's nothing wrong with that. But brothers and sisters, we need to know anytime we've ever received one line or one precept of it was because of love. It was because of love. Hallelujah. It was because of one thing. Love hit you. From the very beginning, Jesus loves me, this I know. I believe what the Bible tells me so. Isn't that wonderful? It is that simple, brothers and sisters. Amen. You come to this church, you come to church because you believe Jesus Christ loves you, don't you? Amen. See, I don't come here in a sense to, my goodness, I've been terrible and I need to repent and, oh my goodness. Brothers and sisters, I always want to have a repentant heart. I do want to always have a heart that's quick to hurt that I didn't follow the leading of the Lord. But the thing that God always draw me into immediately is, Lord, you never stopped loving me. There's nothing that can separate me from your love. Hallelujah, Lord God, you are with me to the end. You are with me forever. Thanks be to God that your love covers a multitude of sin, and it never stops. Praise be his name. Now, I want you to stay with me on this, brothers and sisters. For God so loved the world. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. See, it all began in love, didn't it? Hallelujah. See, he loved us. He loved man. He loved you. And he so loved that we know this, that he sent his only begotten Son. Amen? And that Son just happened to be all the fullness, praise God, of his love. Absolute love. Isn't that wonderful? So much love upon the cross. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord, the patience, the kindness. You talk about mercy, love, and grace all absolutely in one. And it is him. He is it. It is Jesus Christ. And salvation, brothers and sisters, begins for every single one of us by seeing that love. Amen? even as a child, I knew when Christ Jesus came into my heart, I knew that he loved me. I knew that he was my Savior. I knew that Jesus died upon that cross for me. I knew, as I appreciated my mom bringing that so sweetly to my heart, son, you didn't deserve a bit of it, but you need him. You need him. He's just so lovely. He loves you, honey. Just accept him as your Savior. And I did. And I went from death to life everlasting just like that. And hallelujah. He's been with me ever since. And thanks be to God, even when I would wiggle and try to get away, and as the prodigal would go away, let me tell you something. Jesus never left me nor forsook me. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah, the safety and security that we have in God. See, we accept him as Savior because the Holy Spirit quickens us to believe in the simplicity that God loves us. Amen? Is there anything hard about that? Well, you could make it hard, but he just says, I love you. What's so hard to comprehend that he gave his only begotten son? And that's not love. Come on. Brothers and sisters, that's just beyond love. But I can believe that. And then we know that, brothers and sisters, that is just the beginning of love. See, so quickly we find out as the Holy Spirit deals with us, we find the breadth of his love. Mentioned it earlier. We find out that the breadth of it covers a multitude of sin. See, my sins in his love are as far as the east is from the west. So I'm going to ask you something today. Why you keep remembering them? Maybe you forgot yours, but what about the one on the fourth pew in the second row over? Huh? See, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen? That's a wonderful mind. That's the mind. That's a mind that's completely at peace. That's a mind that meditates on lovely things. Hallelujah. See, God, he couldn't deal with us if he wasn't meditating on his son. Amen? Because, brothers and sisters, without Jesus and without his power, his might working in our lives, we don't operate in the lovely. We get pretty nasty real quick, don't we? We get ornery. We start to fuss and complain. We want to fight with one another. But when we let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, then we start fellowshipping in the gospel of Christ, don't we? And then we understand that we're one in him. Then there's the most beautiful unity that we have in the Spirit. And it's so wonderful as we come, we just praise him, the one that loves us so. The one that's given us the love of God, the life that's in the believers that we can come and enjoy. And I can say, thank you, Lord, that you work in that sister and you work in that brother. Thank you, God, that you're working in me. And as we heard over and over in this place, the love of God, you can't help but love everybody. It just happens. Isn't it marvelous? Aren't you thankful that we listen to a message which is the word of God? Let God. Amen. Just let God do it. Quit of yourselves. Quit of your own works. All it does is it just keeps you from letting God do it. Praise the Lord. You know that you have a guarantee for the Lord. He said, I'll perform that good work in you that I've begun. He's going to do it. Well, why not let him do it now? Why wait? Do you understand that? By God's grace, why not let him do it now? Why not let him love somebody that you're not loving right now? How about let him give you faith right now that something that you just never wanted to believe him for? How about a deliverance by God's grace? Do you realize that that victory upon the cross was for anything and everything that you'd ever face? How about giving something to God, something that you're just wrestling with and you're living in guilt with all the time, finally giving it to the Lord and say, Lord, I believe you now for it. I believe you now for it, Lord God, that this truly is a weakness in my life, but I'm going to take it as a glory from you and you're going to deal with it. God, you have got it. I want to cast my burden upon you. I want to come boldly to the throne of grace and lay it down. And understand, Lord God, that you've had your hands open all the time and saying, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, you talk about breakthroughs. And then you talk about this love and you start realizing as you grow on with it, the length of the love of God. Do you realize in Romans 8 it says that nothing can separate you from the love of God? Satan, get behind me. Get away. I don't even need to be dealing with you. God lifts the hedge and you'll tempt me into certain things. But the one thing by God's grace I do know, nothing can separate me from your love. Let's get on with it, brothers and sisters. The Word of God tells us that we grow in grace. Listen to that. You can't grow without grace. What is grace? It's the unmerited, undeserved love of God. He just loves me. He absolutely adores me. Now, he may not be pleased with the way I'm operating when I'm not believing him. Amen? Come on, there's a lot of parents in here. I'm one. I'm not necessarily pleased when my kids disobey me, but that has nothing to do about loving them. Do you get it? I don't love them more because they're going to listen to this, but I hope they get it. Whether they obey me or they don't, I love them the same. And matter of fact, I'm telling you now, I don't want them to be ornery because I love them more. But if anything, is when they're not doing right, that love, it comes out even more. It comes out so much that I don't spare the rod. Can you imagine that? Huh? It comes out so much that I'm going to chasten you more. I'm going to be more interested about you. How much more do you think our Father is? Brothers and sisters, He loves you. He's totally invested in you. The Word of God says that the saints, you, are His only inheritance. Get a vision of who you are to God, the Father, and what He wants. I can't imagine, as much as I love my sons, giving their life for something. No. I'd give my own in a moment. You would too. If you're a parent, you know that. There would be no thought. It would be easy. Take me. Father God gave you His Son. And He didn't just die. It wasn't just a death. He became sin. He became so vile and wretched. He became the worm upon the cross. That's what the Father did because He loved you. And God help us, how can we doubt His love for us? See, that's just the enemy. And the enemy can use people, and the enemy can use pulpits. The enemy can use a lot of things disguised as sheep. But they're wolves. And they'll devour you. And as we started this sweet day with, what saith the Scripture? Well, I'll tell you the length of the love of God. What saith the Scripture? It's endless. It never ends. It just doesn't. That's the answer. All right, I think we can go on. The depth. What do you think of that? Well, David thought of it like this. Whether I make my bed in hell, He's there with me. God goes into places like that. If I go there, He sure does. Now, there's a lot of places. Let me tell you something. I remember people telling you, I don't want you in a bar. You don't need to be in a bar. You don't need to be in places where the fellowship I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. And that's just one of many. You can bring that kind of attitude in your own home, and you know what I'm talking about. You can. See, I just don't want to go operating in unbelief because that's not who I am. Why pretend I'm a dog when I'm not? Hmm? Right? I understand the dog talks about in the Word of God, the unbeliever, but I don't need to act like that, do I? I'm a son of God. I'm a child of the King. The Lord's been having us rejoicing, isn't it? Said, I'm an heir of it all, praise God. Why don't I get familiar with what I own? And I mean it. Well, I want to get in the palace. That's what I want to see, praise God. He'll show me everything right there. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, we need to wake up to this. Whether I make my bed in hell, He's there with me. Huh? Amen. Even when I believe not, He abideth faithful. See, if I start really getting quickened to understanding how much He loves me, I'm going to love Him more, aren't I? I'm going to believe Him more, aren't I? I'm going to come to church more. I'm going to rejoice more. I'm going to be so much more thankful all the time of all of it because I understand how wonderful he is. That's just the whole thing about Jesus. He's absolutely beyond screaming marvelous. I just love him. And it's so awesome. And really, I just can't contain it. All of this, he transcends everything. And it's wonderful how he comes in. And I'm telling you, you're here today. He's called you out. Isn't it wonderful that he's called you and chosen you? Not because it's in this building, because it's his word. It's wonderful. I'm so thankful to God. Somebody was talking about a brother, and I miss so much of the fellowship of different brothers and sisters. I miss the fellowship of the gospel of Christ with them. And they were talking about, well, you know, they're kind of floating over here or going over there. And see, I don't want people to get things wrong. But brothers and sisters, once God has given you the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that's your message. Amen. That's your church. So where that's preached, that's where you need to be feeding. Amen? Amen. Now let's just call it what it is. I'm thankful to God that his grace, it's the message. It's what we have. Praise his name. I'm thankful. I wish, and I really do, I wish every church had it. I wish every church would have the boldness. And quit trying to get fancy and giving people stuff for their itching ears. I understand what that word tells me. They're going to have itching ears for everything but. And that includes us if we don't yield to God. Because that's exactly what we are in the flesh. We want sensation. We want smoke and mirrors. We want to feel. Let me tell you something. You start feeling the Spirit, you won't want to feel anything else. But I'm going to tell you something. When you start really feeling the Spirit, and now listen to this. You'll feel him in a desert. You'll feel him when all in Asia have forsaken you. And then he'll bring out a joy book of the Bible in your life. It's not about singing for hours and getting high on whatever it may be of chords or this or that. No, it's about getting high on the Word of God. It's the sustainer. It'll cause you to mount up. It'll cause you to rise up. It'll cause you to sing unto Him when you're having the worst of nightmares that anybody else would tell you is going on in your life. You'll understand that it's His keeping. He'll transcend you to understand that He'll keep it. I commit it to you, Lord. It's going to be well. It already is well. I know the escape has already been made. I don't have to worry about this. It's in God's hands. Do we believe this, brothers and sisters? Really? He'll take you on. I don't need to think about what it's going to be in a sense of how hard it may get or how hard it may be. And as the enemy brings those thoughts to me, the Spirit comes in and he tells me, son, it'll be well then too. But you know what? I don't even need to go there because you know what? He just asked me to live in faith today and believe him today. And the most marvelous hope that we any of us could ever have is, you know what? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it's done. All right. All right. I thought we had an extra hour. Then there's nothing like the height. Amen. You see what we're talking about here. Abraham believed love. Let's keep going back to what he's talking about here. I want great faith in my life. I believe you do too. You want to believe the Lord. You wouldn't be in a church if you didn't want to believe God. But the key to believing God is believing how much he loves you. And continuing to grow in that love. And it will. You'll increase at an increasing rate. Because that's how God does it. But he wants you to see that faith comes and works in your life by seeing, son, how much I love you. That little one, she sang of mercy today. That's exactly what it is. You're just favored. Come freely and boldly. See, when that happens, then what happens is we'll yield to God. And he will freely then will and do of his good pleasure in our lives. It doesn't work the other way around. It was like Brother David when we were singing on Friday night. And I say it's singing. Say, what do you mean singing on Friday night? Well, whenever you read the Word of God, you should be singing. Amen. Well, I love it how he was enlarging our hearts. And you know why he enlarges our hearts? So we can walk, as the Word of God says, in his commandments. Walk in his ways.
walk in his word. See, I already understand that he fulfilled those commandments for me, but I'm going to tell you something. It's so beautiful. He'll fulfill that in our lives as we walk in him. Isn't it wonderful? But he is the one that opens that life and that heart for it. But brothers and sisters, the height, there's nothing like it. See, that's the power of his might. He takes the love of God and he sheds it abroad in your heart, doesn't he? Amen? Isn't that wonderful? You know what that word really means, shedding abroad in our hearts? It means gushing. He gushes that love in us. And see, that's full of the Holy Ghost. I love being full of the Holy Ghost. Many evidences of it, but the greatest one is love. It is. You can't help but love. You want love to just take over your life. These thoughts of honoriness come in. No, Lord, that's not me. Praise God, Christ, you're in me. This is about you in me. Love. And it's wonderful. And then I'm telling you, the greatest glory is loving and seeing Christ in you. Really, that's what it is. And see, only Jesus can do that. And then you love Christ in me. And can you imagine we're loving the appearing of the Lord so much that we're looking up? Because we're looking for him. We're seeing how beautiful he's become in the saints. Isn't it marvelous? And then you're loving his appearing, Lord. It's so awesome. And let me tell you something. Those are the first trump ones. And soon he will come. But Abraham believed love. And we'll bring this home. And it brought to him a full reward. If you remember about Abraham, that full reward for him, praise God, the father of many nations, the promised land. But as we rejoice, as the word of God tells us, a better thing for us. A better thing. Isn't that amazing? And you think about how good it was for Abraham. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I wish I could have lived back there. I don't want to live back there. I want right now. I want this time right now. It's a better thing. God, thank you. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful wherever you put me to know your son. But how wonderful to be here right now that it could be today. That, Lord, I could just, man, get out of here and see you face to face in that. And how wonderful it's going to be. Now, brothers and sisters, it says Abraham believed love. But I'm going to tell you something. By God's grace, Jesse believes love. And Sister Linda and Brother Dwayne and Brother this and Sister that. Everybody, by the grace of God, believe his love. Amen. And you'll go out whither you don't know where you're going. But you'll go out. And you'll understand that that going out is your promise. And praise the Lord, as it says about this dear brother, it says he sought a city whose builder and maker is God. Not only are we beyond, now listen to this, this is because again, him and his grace, a better thing, but we are seeking to become a holy city, a new Jerusalem. Can you imagine descending from heaven, having the glory of God? That's the vision that he's put. It's called the bride, the Lamb's wife. Hallelujah. Are we out there? Can you imagine this? We're walking right through the streets of Babylon itself. You know it. He raised up a Joseph right in the heart of Egypt, didn't he? You think about all those ungodly that were around him. But he circled him out and he said, oh, no, no, no. There's a heart. Praise God. I gave him a heart. God gave you a heart. Do you trust him for it? You're in good keeping. You're in great keeping. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what believing in the love of God and what it can do in us. A full joy, a better resurrection, even a willingness to suffer. And not just to grin and bear it, to get through it, but to say, happy, Lord Jesus. Happy, thank you, Lord. I'm looking in your word. Your love is letting me see it. It is so simple, brothers and sisters, that faith is grown in us by seeing how much love he wants for us. It is the most holy faith, the word of God says. And the most holy faith is evidenced in love in our lives. And how we interact in that love. The testimony of the love of God. See, our lives don't become predicated upon how we feel. Our lives are predicated on the word of God. Amen. That's who you are. That's the life that you live. If you want to read about, because sometimes we don't understand. See, brothers and sisters, we don't have a glorious body like unto his own glorious body yet. It's coming. But praise the Lord, that's the most beautiful thing to God right now, is because we have to live by faith. Amen. See, our faith's going to be made whole someday. Someday when we see him face to face, can you imagine it's going to be a time there's no need of faith? I mean, now that I can't imagine, but it's coming. It's coming. I'm going to be like him. Well, okay. I'll let you munch on that for lunch. But see, we become more lovely, brothers and sisters, because he grows in us. See, the body grows up underneath that head. He is it. Altogether lovely because we are becoming like him. And you can't help but be lovely when you become like him. I think about couples too. You know, as the word of God was showing me this, you think about these sweet couples that really do love one another. And God gives them as sweet standouts. And I'm talking about, see, it's the love of God that does it. And it's a wonderful thing. But you see them as individuals. They're some wonderful people. But I'm telling you what, they're spectacular when they're together. They just shine like nothing else, don't they? But see, that's how Christ and his bride is. She shines because she's like him. She's just like him. She becomes, praise God, she's his glory. Praise God, and he's her glory, and it's wonderful how that goes. But brothers and sisters, as we wrap this up, I encourage you to understand this is the life save. This is the life-changing stuff. It's the life-changing stuff. It is. This is what it's all about. This message, brothers and sisters, is the mark for the mother lode. See, there's a lot of frilly stuff being said out there. There really is. Improvement speeches, and I'm talking about self-improvement and all that. And I was thinking, you know, as the Lord brought this to my heart, you know, I have far more respect for those that just do it for money than those that disguise it and hide behind a pulpit and pretend that they're giving you some type of gospel. Know these things. Amen? Oh, brother, you shouldn't say things like that. I should say things like that because you need to know. You need to know. I want you to be rich. You already are. But I want you to see how rich you are. Because it's what God wants for us, brothers and sisters. He said, Timothy, preach the word. Amen? Sound doctrine. Because people are not going to endure it. Right there is big. God, that's something special. Help me to endure. Not just endure, but rejoice. And embrace it. Love it. And brothers and sisters, God has given us the forever this morning. And he has. But the question is always the same. What are we going to do with it? Thanks be to God. If last week, last month, last year, the last 30, 40, 50 years, praise his name for his faithfulness in doing it in your life. But God, quicken us now. It's about now, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? See, that's why we're all on the same playing field right now. Because now we can make the move. And how about the move of speaking? Speaking. Truth in love. Truth in love. That we may grow up into him in all things. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. I praise God.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as it was in the day in the wilderness when they tempted me, and they would not have my way.
Yeah.
Hear his voice today.
Praise God. While every head is bowed, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. God, thank you again for your patience with us. Lord, how you just continue to love us. Lord, help us to love your truth. Help us to love that we're Christians. Help us truly to love the privilege that we know you. God, help each and every young person and middle age and elderly today. God, understand that truly the place that they're in right now, every single factor in their life, as we turn it to you, there's a working together for good to them that love God. Help us to trust you in it, Lord. Help us truly to be quickened to want to live for you. You'll be the power because you are the power. But Lord, help us to be tender. Help us to want to truly come out from among them and to be separated unto you. Because thank you, Lord, how your love so has separated us to be your son. Thank you again, Lord. We appreciate so much this precious word. Thank you for people that love you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.